I'm Jay Holland with Eagle 102.3 News.
The Randolph County Sheriff's Office report. The driver of a green four-wheeler eluded a deputy on County Road 26 in the Level Road area Friday. When the officer initiated a traffic stop, the driver of the four-wheeler left the road and went into a field ignoring the deputy. When the four-wheeler re-entered the road, the deputy got beside him, rolled down his window, and signaled for the four-wheeler to stop. The deputy was able to identify the driver. The four-wheeler then turned and went around a locked gate. The deputy then canceled the pursuit. A kangaroo was spotted by travelers early Tuesday hopping down I-85 in Macon County, just south of Auburn. WTVM reports Aaliyah said the kangaroo caused a single car crash on the interstate, but no one was injured and the animal was captured. Traffic was briefly stopped on I-85 north and south while the kangaroo was being recovered. The kangaroo's owner shot her with a tranquilizer gun. Then he was able to put the animal back into his car and drive her back home where she lives on a farm. We're told the kangaroo is okay and resting well. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall said Tuesday that the state has filed a lawsuit against TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, for what he calls, quote, deceptive claims about youth safety, unquote. WSFA reports Tuesday, Marshall accused the social media company of exploiting children and addicting them to harmful content and fueling a mental health crisis among Alabama's youth. And Matt Olson had a season-high 3 hits. Michael Harris II drove in 3 runs, and the Atlanta Braves defeated Colorado 8-2 on Tuesday night for the Rockies' 16th loss in 17 games. Go Braves!
I'm Jay Holland for Eagle 102.3 News. For more news and information, go to eagle1023.com.